We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
All right, my voice is starting to give way here, so let's give this a good effort.
Oh, could you scream too much for your cup title last night?
Yes, Evan, we won the game. Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new pretzel baconator today, as I did last night at about 9 p.m. Boy, did that go down well. Okay. Cinco de Fivo is going to be the five best parts of the stadium series this weekend.
Oh, my God.
It's hockey day here on The Fan.
No, I have no issue with hockey. I have an issue with you guys celebrating your cup. Like, what part of the Cinco de Fivo is you raising the Stanley Cup? Is that in this or no?
Oh, we'll get to my five favorite moments from the Rangers Stanley Cup run in June. That'll be a Cinco.
Okay, can't wait for that.
Here we go!
Number five.
Matt Martin getting his ass kicked. This was great. Sorry, Boomer, to your son-in-law, but what a legendary moment for Matt Rempe on his very first shift in the NHL.
Did you just do that because of Boomer's?
No. Okay. No, no. It has nothing to do with Matt Martin is known as, you know, a winner fight. We had a rookie in his first shift ever, the only rookie ever to make his debut in an outdoor game, knock Matt Martin's ass down.
How is that a thing? Only rookie to make his debut in an outdoor game?
Yeah.
There's only been 41 of them.
Is that really a stat?
But here's my issue with this, and you could explain this to me more as a true diehard hockey fan, which I respect. Matt Martin basically put him over. Matt Martin basically said, you know what, kid? This is what you do. This is what I do. Let's fight. Like, it was almost a predetermined fight that was going to take place.
Okay? I disagree, sir.
That was not the case because they dropped the gloves even before the puck was put down.
Yes. So, following the game along, generally when a fight happens in the NHL today, it's about changing momentum. Your fighter's looking to do it. I believe Matt Martin thought he was going to win the fight. It happened very quickly after a Ranger early goal.
Okay.
So they were down. And I think Matt Martin was just looking to spark his team and wake him up. Hey, we're not going to get down early here. Let's wake up.
Well, they scored four straight goals. So I guess from that standpoint, it worked.
Yeah.
So you putting that as a win is comical because if you believe it's all about momentum, then I'd say Matt Martin did a great job. Who cares that he got punched in the face by some rookie?
I care because a rookie put his punk ass down on the ice.
And then the Islanders scored four straight goals.
Yeah.
And just to be clear, there was no ice on Matt's jersey. He did not get his ass knocked down. He held his own.
No, he held his own, but I would agree that Rempe got the best of him.
But he had the high ground. So that's a tough spot.
He's 9 feet tall, this kid.
I understand. So I don't think it was even necessarily a fair fight.
Okay.
What the hell's up with you?
You know me. I love you, Boomer.
Number four.
He's a Ranger fan, Boomer.
It's his blood. It's his family.
I understand, but at the end of the day.
No way. He's rooting for Matt in that spot. That's his son-in-law.
Not me, man.
His only daughter's husband? Get out of here.
I don't know about that. He's already done you know what with your daughter. He can get his ass kicked.
Wow. That was Sean Marash, by the way.
Not go there.
Because I would go there as a father. I want my son-in-laws getting their ass kicked if they're in the NHL.
He's rooting for his son-in-law.
All right. Can I continue the list?
Yes.
All right. Number four. Devil fans actually showed there more than 20 of them. I have to give them credit. I thought that we'd get more Flyer fans than Jonas Brothers fans. I mean, every Devil fan except Tiki probably went, but there were about 70,000 Devil fans in the house, and I didn't show credit.
Here's the problem.
I'm a Devils fan. Otherwise, I would have gone.
The problem I have with you is, and I hate when the arrogant fan in this town does that, you complimented the Devils, which I did too. I thought the Devils fans had a great turnout on Saturday, but you had to do it with a condescending diss right before that.
Six spot on the...
Hold on. I didn't even mean it that way. I bashed the Devil fan on Friday, I think, or Thursday, whatever day, where I said it'd be more of that. This is me saying, I said there would only be 20 of you.
I
was wrong. So I'm saying it in the tone of, I was wrong when I
mocked you. No, you said it by taking a shot at them that all of you must have shown up to have that happen. Like, you took a shot at Devil fans, and I'm not going to stand for that. Like, I stand with the Devil fans. I'm with them. We are simpatico.
Thank you, Evan.
Evan, you're welcome. Truth serum. How many more Devil fans you think exist that weren't in MetLife?
I don't know. I can't answer that.
Okay, here we go.
Number three.
Both teams' goal songs getting played. Doesn't happen in the NHL. Yeah. I thought that was cool, yeah. Especially with a lot of goals.
Especially when it was supposed to be a home Islander game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we heard at an Islander home game a lot of six, as a matter of fact, Ranger goal horns. But it was cool seeing the both fan bases get to sing their goal songs.
Did you buy the socks?
Pot Van Sox? Yeah. No, I did not.
No, but he screamed Pot Van Sox on a train ride home while drunk.
Great idea.
I did.
Number two.
Tailgating. It was unreal.
Better than football tailgating?
So it was similar. In fact, I give credit, Mulcahy's, who Evan knows well, did 10 buses out of Long Island. They had the grill going, the beers going, but like the smell and the aroma. But seeing everybody in hockey jerseys doing that, playing the cornhole, the hockey games, I don't know, man. That was cool. Usually you just get the train trips for the hockey
games. It's funny, like Nassau Coliseum back in the day would have tailgating. Madison Square Garden doesn't because you're corporate and you're in the middle of the city, and obviously UBS doesn't have as much of that. So it is kind of cool to kind of get that old tailgate feel. So that must have been fun.
It was a lot of fun. And then last but not least.
Number one.
I said this seriously. Limited BS with fans. I have been
to. What do
you
mean?
I've been to Giants Cowboys, Giants Eagles, Giants Jets, Yankees Mets.
Oh, I see. No fighting, no like nonsense.
You had 80,000 hammered people.
That's
Rangers and Islander fans. And it's a bloodbath rivalry. And I can honestly tell you, I personally didn't witness it. I've been waiting all day. No viral videos of somebody getting knocked out stupidly, fans fighting or anything. And I think we deserve, hockey fans, a lot of credit that there was no negative stories to come out where we just fought for no reason. Instead, it sucked for the outcome for Devil fans, sucked for the outcome for Flyer fans. But ultimately, everybody just had a great time, and there was no BS, or at least very limited BS for one.
Wait, obviously, he misspoke. He misspoke. He meant Islander fans, not Devil fans.
I was going to say.
He misspoke.
Us Devil fans, we came with the victory, bro. What are you talking about?
He doesn't even know he misspoke.
You're right.
Watch.
I said Ranger fans and Devil fans walked out happy.
Yes, and you said no something for Devil fans.
Oh, yeah, maybe I'm an Islander fan.
It's totally fine.
Don't disrespect my Devils, bro.
I think one thing you have to keep in mind, and I've noticed this with Jets-Giants. You were obviously at that game this year.
Yeah.
Mets-Yankees. Knicks-Nets not as much because we have no fans. And obviously Islanders-Rangers. We are all New Yorkers and New Jerseyans. Mm-hmm. So the rivalry, while it absolutely exists in terms of the teams,
it's not vicious.
These are our brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
While if you're fighting with them, there's a decent chance there are two other teams that you guys agree on. So while the Islander Ranger fans yelling at each other, talking trash, they may be like, oh, yeah, wait, you're a Yankee fan. Yeah, I'm a Yankee fan, too. What's up, man? Or, hey, we're both Giant fans. So our rivalry with each other is not nearly as intense.
Was it always that way?
What do you mean?
Was it more emotional, physically emotional? With, say, Yankees, Mets, and Islanders, Rangers 2 decades ago?
No, I think that there are fights.
Always been this way.
I think there's always been fights at Islander Ranger games. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say we're always simpatico. I just think there are less fights than when it's New York, Boston, or New York, Philadelphia. Like, there's this blood hatred that we all have for each
no
other.
Doubt. Once you go to Philly, once you get south of wherever, down the shore, it's Philly country.
That's why
it just gets ugly.
You may dislike the team in your town more, but you don't dislike the people in your town more. That's why I don't think that there's a lot of fights. Now, it doesn't mean there aren't Islander Ranger fights. There are. Trust me, I've seen them. I've been a part of them, especially at Nassau Coliseum back in the day. Not like I was in it. It was like right behind me. I had to jump out of the way.
No, he had to move out of the way.
I had to, whoa, hey now.
But wouldn't you agree with 80,000 people tailgating, drinking for hours, game got delayed with sun glare, that aren't you stunned we didn't see any of that yesterday?
Nah, I mean, mildly surprised, but I do expect there to always be more fights when it's Flyers or it's Sixers or it's Eagles than I do when it's us versus us. That's the way I always view it. But there's your Cinco de Favo every day at 5 o'clock. Ken is in Levittown. Good afternoon, Ken. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
What's up?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, Evan. Yep. Well, really quick, I want to pay respect to Sean. Sean, I saw you at the Jets-Giants game. We do love seeing you. All the fans love it. I wasn't at this game, but my cousin was. Saw you. Paid respect. Listen, we love it. You should be up to Pulse of the People next year if it's possible.
All right. I like that. Another Pulse of the People.
I like it. Very nice.
Evan, close your eyes, please.
All right, I'm closing my eyes.
Or ears.
All right. Pretend we won 5-4. Rangers scored one goal when they pulled their goalie.
Okay.
But we came out on top.
Okay.
Okay. Now, today.
Yes.
You would not say that win for Patrick Roy is a builder potentially going to the playoffs.
I think it's very different. I'll tell you why. I the answer is yes. So if you're trying to catch me as a hypocrite, I totally understand it. I think the Islanders needed it more. I think where they are in the standings and where they're trying to save their season, 2 points yesterday against the Rangers at MetLife Stadium to snap their winning streak, yes. Now, would I come on the radio and say this is our Stanley Cup? Would I come on the radio and think this is propelling us to a Stanley Cup? No, but would I say, hey, that was a significant win, and maybe they're fixing some of the issues they've had throughout the season? Sure, but you're the Rangers. You've been in first place all year. It's a completely different animal.
Your take, he got onto something. Your take
which
today
is what?
Would have been, Sean, don't you see? Tiki, don't you see? This is why the Rangers are not going to be the next team to win a championship in this city. They couldn't beat the lowly Islanders. Yeah. They couldn't handle the bright lights.
He would have trolled it the other way.
Yeah, it suddenly wouldn't have been just about 2 points. Okay, it would have been about that much more.
I think the bigger... So, when are the Knicks and the... Do they play again?
The who? The Knicks and the who?
And the Nets.
The Nets? Yes, they play on March 24th.
The Nets still in the league?
March 24th. That's right before my family goes away for
right,
a week.
It's probably, it's
so I'm not
too,
going to
the
game.
It's too close to the
it's
end
It's a Saturday
of the
at 1 o'clock at Madison Square
yeah, it's
Garden.
It's too close to the end of the season.
So okay, what do you want to know?
My point is, if the Knicks and the Nets firing their head coach.
Yes.
Apparently hiring Kevin Ollie.
Kevin Ollie will be the interim head coach for the rest yes. of the year. I have endorsed Jay Wright to be their long-term head
they
coach.
They are just outside of the play-in.
Yep.
Right? They are, as you've mentioned multiple times,
yeah.
they're good enough to be a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
They are not.
Okay.
If they beat the Knicks on yeah. whatever date, let's say it was earlier.
March 23rd.
Even earlier. So they like if you could take that momentum and propel them.
Okay.
The Knicks are trending towards
February
the
26th.
The Knicks are trending towards a 2 seed. Everybody's healthy. And the Nets beat them after
yes.
this coaching change.
You'd
yes. be saying the same thing.
No, I wouldn't.
That Sean is saying.
I
yes,
would.
You would. Yes, you would.
First of all, my team is a desperate
not,
team.
Not to win the championship, but to... Kevin Ollie's changed everything, and this is a galvanizing win
because
that's beat the New York
because
Knicks.
Because the Islanders and the Nets are in a far different situation than the Rangers and the Knicks. I admit that. Like, the Rangers have been in first place all year long.
Okay, so it's
that
like,
comeback win shouldn't be the thing that makes you now think you're a Stanley Cup contender. And if anything, I have more of a reason to celebrate than you. And remember this. I mentioned this way, way earlier in the show at about 2 o'clock if you want to rewind on the Odyssey app. The reason it hit me that this game meant nothing was I was sitting there with my kids. I watched the entire game. I'm showing my 3-year-old hockey. I'm showing my 7-year-old hockey. And they're into it. And we're all having a great old time. And when the Islanders blew that lead and I was upset, my youngest son, Spence, said, "What does it mean, Dada?" As in, like, what happens now? And that was the epiphany I needed to say, it doesn't mean anything. Yeah, they won a game.
Well,
it's the same game that they're going to play in a few weeks at Madison Square Garden. Like, it's a hockey game. And it was fun. Well, for 55 minutes it was. And it was exciting. And it was a spectacle. And I'm not bad-mouthing the spectacle at all. This has nothing to do with being anti-hockey or pro-hockey. This has to do with being real. It was a game.
That's all it was. It was a regular season game that got glorified. And it was my three-year-old that sparked that in my brain. Well, so if the Islanders had won and I was celebrating and Spence asked the same question, now what, Dada? What happens now, Dada? I probably would have said the same thing.
Nope.
Which is, we won the game. Great. We get to shut up those arrogant Ranger fans. That's it.
It just shows you where you're at. Because had I watched that game with my two-year-old and four-year-old and they said, Dada, what does this game mean? It would have said, sweethearts, get ready for a lot of staying up past your bedtime. You're going to experience your first championship this spring.
See, I don't lie to my kids, Sean.
I don't either.
Well,
yeah, maybe.
Anymore.
Maybe just a little bit.
We'll come back with more of your calls at 877-337-6666. And I think we all have to come together on one thing. We're done with Tommy DeVito. We've had enough. I was a big supporter of Tommy DeVito. I thought he was fun to watch, and I wanted him to have a fair opportunity to be the starting quarterback of this team. Just because you're drafted in a certain place doesn't mean you can't be good. I think Brock Purdy has certainly shown that. And while I enjoyed seeing Tiki Barber in a Super Bowl commercial with Tommy DeVito, I also watched this weekend's Devil Flyer game and Ranger Islander game, and Tommy DeVito was like Bruce Springsteen. He was like the MC of the weekend. He recorded the intro, welcome to Jersey and all that.
What is Jersey? I mean, he is like the Jersey guy.
Saquon
right?
Barkley's from Jersey.
Yeah.
Tiki Barber's from Jersey.
He was born in the Bronx.
So?
I guess that actually would make it even more so.
Yeah.
Because he has a tie.
At the end of the day, I like Tommy, and I thought he deserved a fair shot. He's a backup quarterback, and he was treated like, I don't know, the conquering hero. So yeah. I'm just curious, like, were you not sick of him?
He's the hot name right now.
He didn't even start at the end of the
game. I don't shine shoes anymore.
He got benched for Tyrod Taylor.
It doesn't matter, though. He's still like the entity.
See, I think the intro worked on TV, and they played it yesterday in the whole, they doing the stupid Italian thing. Where I had trouble with it was yesterday when they brought out seven NFL players. And I kid you not, when you think about the careers of Barkley and Quinnen Williams.
Do you have a whole name?
Quinnen Williams, C.J. Mosley, Breece Hall.
Elijah Vera Tucker. Saquon and Shepard.
Sterling Shepard. Hmm. Yeah.
So think about it. DeVito is the least important.
Oh, but not even close.
One of these guys is doing his own thing. One of these guys is not the same.
Yes. And by the way, if you want to introduce him, that's fine. He's Mr. Jersey, went to pop. But a couple of them all said words. And the closing guy who was allowed to be the MC of the arena was DeVito.
Well, how was he received, though? Was it
roaring, rousing ovation?
He's loved. Then it was the right pick.
And by the way, I'm a pig. I roared and cheered when he went too, but when I came to and I thought about it more, he should not have the notoriety to be like the closing thought guy of all players.
I like Tommy DeVito, and I really appreciate everything he's taken advantage of over the last few months, and I think it's great. To me, yesterday and Saturday was that jump the shark moment.
I don't know about that. So certain guys, I'll give you the perfect example. And he only played a little bit with us.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse Palmer.
Right.
Jesse Palmer, the good-looking...
The Bachelor.
But before he was the Bachelor, there's just like a presence about Jesse. Mm-hmm. He can talk. He does the imitations. In my mind, I'm like, dude, you're going to be an actor. I thought he was going to be an actor when he's not playing football, because he was never going to be a great football player or NFL player. Smart kid, good-looking as hell, and then the Bachelor thing comes along. I'm like, oh, man, that is like... They couldn't have made a more perfect show for you, Jesse.
Right.
And he did it, and his career, took off. Now, if you wanted anyone to get up and talk and do something, you would want Jesse Palmer to do it. And I feel like Tommy DeVito might be that guy.
I don't think it's the same, though, because I think he's still...
But why?
Because here's why.
Why? It's not about his skill as a player. It's not about what he's accomplished. It's about how he presents.
Jesse
presents. It's why he's the host of The Bachelor.
I get that, but if Tommy DeVito never got the opportunity to start and never presented the possibility to us of, wow,
he's
pretty good.
But the fact is, we now know who he is.
I know, but he's a backup quarterback. He may not even be the backup quarterback. He may not even be on the roster next year. And you know what? Maybe I'm nuts for saying this.
So shouldn't he capitalize on it even more?
Yes, on everything.
So don't be a hater on the kid just because he's not a baller.
Tiki, I wasn't a hater until this weekend. Like, even the Super Bowl commercial, I thought it was funny. I thought it was awesome. Like, I'm a Tommy DeVito defender. It was more that this weekend was the time where I couldn't defend him anymore. It was what are
he's
we
Tommy
doing?
DeVito.
Yeah, and that's where I'm half on it.
Sean agrees with me. He just doesn't want to say it.
Because to Tiki's point, I don't have a problem with the intro and everything. He's now like the football version of Springsteen. He's always going to be a fun story. Forever, Tommy DeVito will be the great, like, you'll think of the Tommy DeVito season. And maybe he does still have a career ahead of him.
And there's 15 minutes.
The problem is.
And he capitalized. And he's still capitalizing on it. What's wrong with that?
But when you do peer tier, like we did that with the teams, Tommy DeVito can't be your closing voice with seven guys that
but
can all be in
Pro Bowls. Maybe he's the best person to close because he got a rousing ovation.
He's a good fella. He's one of us.
Exactly. He can present. Like, he has that.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
If I'm CJ Mosley, I'm sitting there going,
whatever it is, they have it. He has it.
You know what I don't know man is code for with Sean?
Man?
I don't know man. When he says I don't know man, it means he wants to destroy Tommy DeVito.
Because he would destroy somebody like a Tommy DeVito, but he's a Giant, so he can't.
Correct. Exactly.
If it was a team he hated, he'd go, you know what? Enough for this guy.
You know what? Exactly.
They're right.
If this was a Jet, if this was a Islander, this was a Met, it wouldn't be I don't know man. I don't know man is code for, guys, you know I agree with you, but I can't nuke attack a guy on my team.
Plus, he'll get whacked.
Right. I could make a prediction right now. Tommy DeVito is going to be more popular as a non-football player than he ever will be as a football player.
Oh, I can see that. Acting, stuff like that.
100%. And so when you look back on this, I don't know, 5 years from now.
We're going to say, did he play football?
You're going to, maybe.
And then you're going
to say, man, you know what? They were right. He has a presence about himself when he stands on the stage. And that's what they wanted.
I got you.
And they got the response.
All I know is I sat there over the weekend, and it was the moment. It hit me. I was like, okay, I'm done with this guy. I like him. And I understand I still want him to get that fair shot to be quarterback. But we're giving him the Joe DiMaggio closing treatment to be the last player to talk before the stadium series?
I'm funny how? How am I funny?
The last thing I ever want to do is lie to the audience.
Go
ahead. Evan and Lugau are exactly right, okay? I am extremely hungry.
You felt ire? What did you did not, because you
not in real time, but I also was 17
so then
beers
why are you
in,
now?
Man. 17. Because, I am sitting here coming off the high of what was yesterday, and I'm trying to be a truthful Giant fan, and I love Tommy DeVito. He shouldn't have been the man with the mic, even if he's a great mic guy. And even if you think he would be, if he was a Jet, forget leading with the Rangers winning. I'm telling Evan we need to kill with leading.
Yes.
Killing
DeVito. No, I appreciate your honesty. You understand. See, here's what I'll appreciate about you. Even though you're not giving him the nuclear treatment, you're not giving him the Jet treatment or the Met treatment, you understand it. You're admitting it. And I think all Giant fans kind of feel that way.
Nope.
They just stop it.
He's not a Giant in that moment, even though he has a Giant jersey
on. No, he's a jersey
ambassador. Why the hell he has his jersey on, I have no idea.
Jersey ambassador.
He is Tommy DeVito. Right. He is an ambassador for the great state of New Jersey.
He got John Bon Jovi to do that.
John Bon
Bruce
Jovi
Springsteen to
is
do
not
that.
Coming to stand in 32-degree weathers and freeze his ass off.
By the way, Al Leiter should do it more so than Tommy DeVito. He did something
Al
for
Leiter
us.
Al Leiter is basking in the Florida sun right now. There's only a few people that were, I'm here, I'm ready to go.
Tiggy, here's
go.
Evan, you're wrong about that. If Al Leiter came out to intro the teams yesterday, us as hockey fans would have been embarrassed and said, really? This is what we're doing.
By the way, honestly, Brian Daboll, he's sitting there wherever he lives now. Where does Brian Daboll live these days? Probably in the area, I would assume.
I know, but I won't say it.
Oh, you don't have to say it. I just meant the geographic area.
Yeah, he lives in Jersey.
Okay, Jersey guy. You don't have to tell me his address. Brian Daboll's sitting there, and he's like, oh, I'm going to watch some hockey. I'm going to have a good time. He turns this on, and he sees Tommy DeVito in the intro.
What do you mean?
What is Brian Daboll saying to his lovely wife and kids as he sees this? Honestly, what's he saying?
He's saying, I'm going to take that young man to a hockey game next year.
That's not what he's saying.
I'm going to take
that's
him
not
to
what
a
he's
Rangers
saying.
Game.
He's saying,
you know,
can
I've
you
gotten pretty popular with the Ranger fans right now.
He's saying, can you believe this bleep?
And by the way, guys, this is why DeVito was benched. This is why he was benched. Because he's, excuse me, if Daniel Jones, Mr. Duke, who's got no personality, he's not out there speaking. Why? Because he's a total bore. He's not relatable. DeVito is. And this is why they
by
don't
the way,
want
DeVito
this to be a thing.
New Jersey.
By the way, I don't.
And
New
so
Jersey.
Are the Giants.
I don't think Lugie's wrong. I think there could be truth to that.
Oh, no, I think you're right about that.
They don't want to, whether he could play or not,
about.
They don't
but
want him to be
that's not what
a thing.
I'm talking about.
I don't know. I'm
talking about doing the intro with his jersey on.
Well, that was corny.
In New Jersey. Maybe that's what it was. Hey, we're in New Jersey. Let's wear our jerseys.
No, but my point is, if he's right, and you seem to co-sign it, that Brian Daboll's like, you know what? I'm going to teach this kid a lesson. I'm not going to play him anymore, and this is part of why I'm benching him. Then when he's sitting there with his wife and kids watching this game, there's no way he's saying to them, oh, I'm going to take this guy to the promised land. He's probably mother bleeping him saying, this is why I benched his ass.
I'm sure Beth was like, oh, he's cute.
Let's go to William in Richmond Hill. What's up, William?
How you doing there?
What's up, William?
Hey, Evan.
What's up, man?
How you doing, brother? How are you?
We're good. What's on your mind?
Okay, Tiki, Sean, I agree with you 100%. Evan, don't spaz out, all right?
All right.
Ranger fan. All right, hold on. Let me talk. I'm a Ranger fan, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Had the Islanders won, that would have been like they won the Stanley Cup. You cannot tell me that they wouldn't do that. So, yes, this was a big game. It's going to go down as one of the classic games of Winterfest, only because the way it was played out. You guys had us.
That's fact, by the way. That's fact.
Hold on.
That's fact. I'm just agreeing with you.
Yeah, okay. All right. Truth be told, the Islanders had a better game. Yeah. We just happened to grit it out and come back and beat you guys. And they had the game. They had it in their hand.
I get you.
All right? But we had two Islander fans behind us.
Yeah.
And they would not shut up. And we were like, all right, when we won, you didn't hear a peep. It was like a church mouse. Let me get out of the stadium right now. My cousin was right next to me. He turned around and he's like, oh, guys, what happened? I can't hear you. His daughter was turned around.
That button to clean that up. The one thing that must have got lost in the mail, and it kind of sucks I didn't get this message because I would have appreciated it.
Invite to the tailgate?
No, an invite to the parade. I assume there is one for winning such a big game.
Stop being a hater.
And I assume Tiki can brave the cold weather. We would have bundled up. We would have put the gloves on. We would have hooked up the ISDN line if we still do it that way. We would have done the show from the parade. But I never got notified of when the parade is. So is that tomorrow, Sean?
I think the parade was today, Evan. And I'm going to give somebody on Twitter credit for this.
When was that?
During our show.
Yeah, during our show.
Because you know how you know the game matters more than just 2 points?
Oh, is that?
We're on our fourth hour of talking.
That's because you're all big babies and you're celebrating your win like you won the cup.
That's actually very factual.
Don is in Sayville. How are you, Don?
Hi, Evan, Tiki. Big fans of the show.
Thank you, dude.
Full disclosure, I'm an Islander fan, and my hat's off to the Rangers for their...
Thank you. Thank you for your reasonableness, Don, unlike Evan over here.
But I have a problem with your coworker with his top five list.
Yes.
I think that if Boomer wasn't related to Matt Martin, that would have never been brought up.
I think that's a fair point. I think he was looking for a way to take a shot at Boomer. I agree with
that. It's not a shot at Boomer. Boomer's a Ranger fan.
Why are you taking shots at Boomer?
Because it's his son-in-law.
No.
I know.
Well, here's the thing.
We hate Matt Martin.
Here's the thing. 10, 15 years ago, if that Ranger rookie would have got on the ice, who fancies himself a tough guy and he's an enforcer, fine, big guy, wore a face shield and was in the middle of a fight and didn't take his helmet off, he'd be chased out of the league. Because look at a classy guy like Brian Trache, all his fights. If he fought somebody without a helmet or without a face shield, he would take his off.
Yep.
Yeah.
And this guy in the Rangers, come on, you're a tough guy. And
classless.
No,
I agree.
And you're significantly bigger at 6'7". No Ken Danico. Ken Danico, what are you doing out here at the face-off?
Look at this guy.
You know. Let's go.
Tiki.
I like that. What we know is that this Mike Rempe, he's 21 years old. He's a little punk. That's what we know.
What we learned is I was right. It was Matt Martin challenging the rookie because he thought he was going to get the best of him. Also, I don't care. Like, good for Boomer. It's the son-in-law. Matt Martin is not famous because he's Boomer's son-in-law. He's the goon on the Islanders that we hate.
He's famous,
but I'm saying
for that.
He's on the list because as a Ranger fan, we can't stand Matt Martin.
Yeah, but he's making an accusation against you, and you can deny it all you want. He's saying that's the only reason you put that on the list. That's the reason. Now, you could say it's not true. That's fine. Obviously, Matt Martin's had a wonderful career, and as Islander fans, we all like him. But he is saying that that's the only reason you put that in your Cinco. That's all. You can deny it. Go deny it.
I am denying it.
Okay, fine.
I'm telling him he's wrong.
That's
also
fine.
I need to get the five things, all right? The other four were solidified.
I wish the fifth thing was you being on a train for 3.5 hours after a loss. See, that's the thing I regret the most. It's not just the extra point the Islanders would have gotten. It's the fact that you being miserable on that train ride home. Like, it's one thing, and I do respect the hell out of you, that you are willing to go to a sporting event and go through all of that kind of commute. It's not easy. It's a reason why a lot of people don't go to games. But I want you to suffer from it. Like, I'll never forget, me and my dad went to both ends of the Met-Yankee Subway Series 2-stadium doubleheader in 2000. Went to Mets-Yankees with Doc making his return in the afternoon. We took multiple trains to get to the Bronx, and we saw Roger Clemens plunk Mike Piazza in the head, and the Yankees beat the Mets twice. And we took that long train back, and it was painful. Like, it was so freaking painful. And I just wanted you to have that. I wanted you to be stuck on the LIRR. That's the Long Island Railroad, Tiki.
Yes, I heard the LI that time.
And yeah. I have to deal with the just indignity of a loss. And everybody drunkenly chanting, "Let's go, Islanders." And you having to walk in here after a 3-hour train ride. And that pains me the most.
With some Pot Van socks on?
Yeah, put some Pot Van. It was quite the contrary. I get to walk up and down the aisle slapping my butt cheeks at Islander fans' faces.
Is that what you actually did during that train ride?
No, I have some couth.
Rich is in New Jersey. How are you, Rich? Hello, Rich.
Rich.
Yes, I'm here.
What's up?
All right. A couple of gripes. Evan,
yeah.
Did you ever see with that rant?
What?
Just let it go. Okay. All your teams suck. You suck.
Okay.
And if I have to hear about the Nets, the freaking Mets, the Islanders, you guys lost. We had a great game.
Okay.
That's it. Let it go.
All right. You convinced me. Rich,
let's go Rangers, baby.
This whole day.
I'm a loser.
You're the one that called in and convinced me. I'm going to let it go. You're right, Rich. I apologize.
And you know what? If I don't hear that I'm a loser fan about 25 times tonight, I may change radio station.
If you don't hear I'm a loser.
I'm a loser.
Oh, I got you.
I'm a loser.
By the way, it sounds like you've had a good day today, Rich. Let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
President's Day, baby.
Listen, I had a great day because I watched the Rangers whoop that ass last night. And Tiki,
what up?
Please, for the love of God, I loved you. Yeah. All do not become a Devils fan, please.
Why can't I become a Devils fan, Rich?
Because you're a New York Giant, which means you're a New York Ranger.
Yeah, but I played in New Jersey, and I live in New Jersey now. It's just more convenient.
Rich, I gotta let you go. What kind of logic is that? Right. Like, seriously, I let you go calling me a loser. That's fine. My team sucks. This guy lives in New Jersey, played for a football team in New Jersey, and you're like, he's going to be a Ranger.
But the way going to Rangers games is probably easier. It's easier for me to go to.
Yeah, the Rock's a disaster.
It's easier for me to go to the Garden because it takes 20 minutes, 15 minutes.
How would you go, though, by a train or by a car?
Oh, I drive.
You don't take the train, do you?
I mean, I used to, but I don't.
Is the problem with you taking a train, and I bring this up because this is legitimate news.
You'd be surprised how many people don't notice me at all.
Okay, because I was going to ask, because there's a video from TMZ in which Breece Hall was approached for an autograph.
Yes.
And I think the guy showed up with, like, multiple things, and Breece sounded like very respectful, but was like, no. And the guy lost his mind on him, and Carl Banks, who happened to be with Breece Hall, had to intervene and be like, dude, what are you doing?
So this is a week-old story. So let me explain how this happens. So whenever an athlete is going somewhere, this was the Super Bowl, so it was pretty obvious there were going to be athletes around. People scope out the athlete's flights.
Mm.
And
what the hell's wrong with people?
I'm not saying this is coordinated, but it has to be. Because it happened to me where I got on a flight in the Bahamas, got here, right? Had to go through the whatever the thing is. I don't have the global entry thing. So I had to standing in the line. I get to the line. There's a dude waiting for me at baggage claim like, oh, my buddy saw you getting onto the flight in the Bahamas and I went and got my stuff and met you here. And he had like 10 things. I'm like, dude.
That's crazy.
I signed a couple and I was on my way. Someone spotted Breece Hall getting on a specific flight and then someone here in New Jersey at Newark knew when that flight was landing and showed up with all the stuff for him to sign. And sometimes you do it, sometimes you don't, depending on the mood that you're in. And
well, when you're flying, I can't believe anybody would be in the mood to do it.
I mean, it's
they're getting off a flight.
I don't know if you're flying with family or kids. I definitely won't do it with my kids because it's just it's annoying.
Right.
And my kids want to leave, and I want to leave. But this it's coordinated. This happens to a lot of athletes, no matter where you're going.
Mm.
All-Star games, Super Bowls. I mean, hell, this happens to Matt and me when we were traveling this year. People show up at the hotel that we were staying at.
And is there a difference when you see someone asking for a autograph versus I've got 12 things, sign
yes,
all of
it's
it?
It's a big difference.
Because that person's clearly like a collector or they're yes, selling it. They're trying to make money off of it.
More likely they're selling it.
Yeah.
And so jeez, the margin's lost on you.
Well, great work by Carl Banks.
Yes. Carl Banks! Been sitting on that one for a while.
Right. Carl interceded.
Yeah, Carl got involved and was like, and the thing about Carl getting to work with him for all those years when he came out on the Midday Show is that he is such a calming influence.
Yes.
Like
he's also big as hell.
He's big as hell.
But he was calm.
He was the killer when he played, but he's like really, really calm. And he was the one, it appeared, because you're seeing a video through TMZ, where he's just calming this guy down. Like, what are you doing? Like, can you calm down?
Yes, chill out.
And this guy who's asking for the autographs, it walks away and starts screaming at Breece Hall.
Yeah.
Be a man. Be a man.
What does that even mean?
You showed up at an airport with 100 things for this poor guy to sign.
Bad job by me.
It was not.
If you get it, you get it.
I promise you that. That's crazy. So does that still happen to you?
Yes. Yeah, oh it happened multiple times this year.
With multiple things. Because to me, there's a difference between, oh, my God, it's Tiki Barber. Can you sign this? Versus, oh, there's Tiki Barber. Oh, coincidentally, I've got a football card right here of you.
Yes.
That's not a coincidence.
No.
Nobody walks around. Like, I love DeGrom. You think I walk around with a Jacob DeGrom, pop your baseball card in my pocket?
It is the industry.
Wait, I do.
Memorabilia industry is crazy like that.
Yeah. Let's go to Jim in Levittown. How are you, Jim?
I'm doing all right.
What's up?
I just wanted to kind of, you know how Sean likes to point out, Evan, that you root for loser franchises, you
yes,
find a way to lose.
Yes.
You and I are both Met fans. We're both Islanders fans. We know that they're going to mess up somehow.
Correct.
But there is another team in New York that has won one championship in 83 years. And we know who that team is. And we know they're going to lose.
It's true.
It doesn't matter. The only time they won a cup is when they confuse the hockey gods into thinking they were giving Edmonton their sixth Stanley Cup.
That's a good line. You are right in that my worry as a sports fan, like I worry, not that I dislike or hate the Giants or Yankees on some extreme level. I don't. I mean, I'd rather them not win championships, but I don't like hate them. But with the Yankees and the Giants, in the back of my mind, I know it can happen. I know there's a decent chance we're at a parade. There's a decent chance we're watching our friends who are Giant and Yankee fans celebrate a championship. I know deep down that as excited as you're going to get, Knicks fans, as excited as you're going to get, Ranger fans, I know deep down you're going to lose. Like,
hold on.
I know that.
Hold on.
I know that.
How
and
do
deep
you know
down,
that?
You know. Because, come on. Between the two of them, they've won one championship in a combined 100 years, essentially.
But in the last 30 years, we have 9 franchises here in this area. Only 4 of them have won championships. One of those is the Rangers.
You're right that they've won a sort of recent championship. I give you that. They've won one more recently than the Islanders. They've won it more recently than the Mets, than the Knicks, than the Jets. They haven't from the Giants, Yankees, and Devils. So they are, you know, fourth, if you will. But deep down, I think Jim's sort of right. Like, we kind of look back at 94 as, it was cute. It happened. It was kind of a miracle
in a lot
of ways.
So why can't 2024 be cute?
Because, come on, Sean.
Why can't it be cute?
Yeah. Sean, honestly, deep down, the Rangers winning the Cup this year?
I really do believe so.
Oh, come on.
And I think there's synergy with 94. I do. 30 years later, I think yesterday put me over the top, man. Yesterday was that magical moment I believed
for
the first time.
Let him believe it. Why are you crushing his dream,
because
man?
I know better.
Just let him believe it.
In 2006, it was the synergy of 86 for the Mets because it was 20 years later. And 06, the Mets had all these amazing victories. They had the best record in the National League. And I was naive like Sean. I thought the same thing. Like, oh, there's some amazing synergy to 1986. They even had a game in July or August where they wore their 86 jerseys, which was so cool because you never see it, right? And then I learned better, and I knew better, and they found a way to blow it the way they did in losing the NLCS to the St. Louis Cardinals. Deep down, and I know this is really douchey the way it sounds, and I apologize for that, but I got to be real. I got to call it like it is. Deep down, you know what's going to happen. You do. You do,
deep
Sean.
Deep down, I would have admitted that Friday. Yesterday was the first time when I saw him celebrating. I said, oh, this is real. yesterday changed everything.
That game turned it.
It changed everything.
Adam is in Center Reach. Good afternoon to you, Adam. How are you?
Good afternoon, Evan and Tiki.
What's up?
Yo, the moment that you mentioned the Tommy DeVito.
Yes.
I had to call. Let me tell you this conversation. I spoke to my son after the game, and I said, hey, when the game came on, they had two Giants. Mm-hmm. Who do you think they were? And he says, Daniel Jones and Saquon. And I go, you'd think, right? And today, I talk to my friend, and I say, hey, there were two Giants on. Who do you think they were? He says, Daniel Jones and Saquon. I go, you'd think so, wouldn't you? Listen, just like you guys said, I was all about Tommy Cutlets, and it was great. But, like, that season's over. Like, I was trying to think of a thing. It'd be like having Zach Wilson go out. Not even Zach Wilson. No, you know, like if they put Tyrod Taylor out, like, it's, I don't know. It was just very odd.
It's Tommy's time.
Is it though? Yes, it is
until it's not.
I mean, it's not, though.
It is until it's not.
All right. Good for him. I don't begrudge the guy. But right. That's all I'm saying,
don't hate on him.
It's just like, listen, when I think Giants and the Giants team, you know, you put the guy out there, you put the quarterback. You know, he's just like, he's a cute story.
Yeah, but maybe he grew up a Rangers fan, and he's a Jersey kid with a Rangers fan, and there's genuine fandom there.
Stop it. That's not the case. Right? You know that.
It's just like if, I don't know, I'm trying to think of an example.
It's what?
Let's say that Liverpool came to play a friendly at MetLife Stadium.
He's speaking a different language.
Exactly. Liverpool is English Premier League team. They're sitting atop the table right now.
Okay.
And up against Arsenal. Actually, this happened. Arsenal-Liverpool, they played last year.
Okay, so what's the comparison? The
stadium. So if they had brought me out there just to get the crowd riled up, it's genuine because I'm a Liverpool fan.
Yeah, but you're
so maybe he's a Ranger fan.
Tiki, you're a legendary Giant. Tommy DeVito had 5 minutes.
But he's the legend in the moment. It was 15
minutes.
The
moment's over.
It was 15 minutes.
It was less than 15. That's why I said five. And by the way, I was all for his 5 minutes or 15 minutes, however you want to define it. I'm not anti-Tommy DeVito. And there's a small part of me that thinks he has a chance to recreate it next season the way Mike White was able to recreate it a second time. Unfortunately, he didn't get it to stick.
I think people still like seeing Tommy DeVito.
I think
they do.
I think they like seeing Tommy DeVito, but I think his 15 minutes are up. And what he's doing right now, and no one's blaming him, by the way. Like, I'm not blaming him or his people. I'm saying they're trying to extend the 15 minutes. They're trying to somehow make this continue.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong.
I don't shine shoes anymore.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Exactly.
But if you're sitting at home watching it.
Just absorb it. Let it happen.
You're having the same reaction I had and Sean has, even though he doesn't want to admit it. Which is like, are we still doing this?
Sean's not a real Giant fan.
Excuse me? Excuse me?
You would never hate on a guy who's still on Giants.
I'm not hating. What's up with your voice?
It's had it.
No, get passionate. What were you about to say?
Look how I triggered him.
How could you say I'm not a real Giant fan?
I'm just joking.
No, being honest, I love Tommy DeVito. I hope he works out to be the starter. You know what? At some point, you got to take a timeout. Just take a timeout. Take a little T.O. What happened to you?
I think the hours have gone on. I've had enough energy drinks, and I think we're nearing the end of the show, and I think my body, as fat and as out of shape as it is, has said, hey, fatso, you treated me like crap yesterday. You came with all your hockey passion today. You are done, pal. Go to bed.
Kiss my fat ass!
Take some steroids.
Yeah, you really need it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 oh.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.